Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about the Democratic Party's big win in Alabama. Not a sentence I'd ever thought I'd say. And how the Democratic Party is probably misreading their big win in Alabama, and it's important that they don't. So we'll go over what happened, and then we'll talk about what's being overlooked. Okay, so in an election for the 10th District State House there, the Democratic Party ran Marilyn Lanz. She has ran before in 2022, and she lost, not by a little bit. She lost by, I think, 7 points. With 99% of the vote in, she has captured 62.4% of the vote and has won in a landslide. So what happened, right? First, she ran a really good campaign. She got out there, she started talking about family planning and reproductive rights, and she stayed on message. And it resonated. And that's a big part of this. But there's something else. There's something that's being missed, and the Democratic Party cannot afford to think that this is going to be the default. That wins like this are going to be common just based on that one issue. Longtime viewers of the channel, you'll probably remember this series of videos. I think the first one was in April of 2022, but the one where it is spelled out very clearly is in October of 2022. And it's when the military brass whistled to the entire force about restrictive laws. And in it, in that video, I'll put it down below, I lay out a chain of events that is going to occur at that point in time. Installations where these laws have been enacted, because when you target the LGBTQ community, when you target family planning, you're also targeting service members. And if they don't want to be at that installation, and they don't stay in, it becomes a readiness issue. So those installations, they don't get selected for expansion. Then commands get moved away. Then the community outside takes an economic hit. And then the politicians pay for it. That's the chain of events. In May of 2023, we talked about the find out portion of the show. Remember Space Command not moving? I actually think this is the video where I said Space Force throughout the entire video. That's embarrassing. Anyway, Space Command, it stayed in Colorado. Where was it going to move to? Redstone, Huntsville. Guess where the 10th District is? So it still has to do with family planning. But this community, this area, they've already seen the economic impacts of these horrible laws firsthand. So it's a winning issue, obviously, but the win is more pronounced here because they've already experienced it. It's important for the Democratic Party to understand that they can't run a single issue campaign and expect this to be the default, because this is a special case. It doesn't take away from the campaign that Marilyn Lanz ran, because it resonated, and it resonated there even more because of the things that have occurred. Democratic Party can't forget that. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.